place where we celebrate God's grace every day.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. To report it. He doesn't need all of that. He'll work anyhow. So understand that just because it's not loud and out there for the world to see doesn't mean that God ain't working. We're seeing unusual works. And I'm telling you, and hold fast to it, this is going to be a year of acceleration. You'll see it when we get to some certain verses here, but God's doing some unusual things. Now, let me lay foundation before we go to Revelation chapter 12, because God's messengers are sounding the trumpet. There's a trumpet sound, and it's to gather his elect from the earth. Now, I'm going to bring some contextual understanding to this. There's a separation going on right now from the earth and a coming together in his body. All right, in his body. Before we go to Revelation, give me Psalm 119, verse 25. So we can put this in a spiritual context and understanding. Many things are going to happen in the spirit dimension before they manifest in this physical dimension. Psalm 119, verse 25. My soul cleaves to the dust. Quicken me according to your word, okay? The psalmist made a statement there. Our natural propensity, the natural propensity of your soul, like gravity, things don't just float. The gravity has them pulled down to the earth. So the natural propensity of a person's soul cleaves to the dust realm. Amen. When we talk about dust, it's the carnal realm. It's the natural realm. It takes faith. He said, quicken me according to your word. Give me life through your word. It's the word that lifts us up. Amen. I said, it's the word of God that lifts us up from the bondages and the snares of this life. We're not governed by the law of sin and death. We're not governed by the laws that are earthbound. We are governed by the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, who has made me free from the other laws. But it's the word that has to quicken us or give us life. Amen. My soul cleaves. Don't try this, but if you went a long time without prayer, without study, without fellowship, without, imagine where your soul would be as far as your perspective, as far as the condition, as far as the lack of faith. The enemy would bind you up. That's why he fights you when you study. Or wants to, you know, get this, the sleepy demon comes. You know, you had plenty of sleep, but all of a sudden, Or when you praise, you know, a lot of things. But see, breakthrough believers have gone beyond that. And the enemy knows that. So when you show up, he gets out the way. I always say the enemy cannot stand toe-to-toe with a true believer. Amen. Who understands who they are, whose they are, what their mission is, where they're going, where they come from. Amen. He can't stand in front of you. He has to try to deceive you. God's messengers are sounding the trumpet to gather the elect from the earth realm. Are you hearing me? I'm not talking about being called out to heaven. I'm talking about being gathered from this earthly demonic system of things, the oppression of the enemy, and brought into that, what I call the spiritual place called Goshen. There's a separation from earth and a coming together into the body. Into the body of Christ. Right? So what we're experiencing more so than ever is the King is beginning to find places to rest. Amen. Remember, when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes into dry places. He doesn't go into watery places. He goes in the dry places seeking rest because he identifies with the barren, dry, desolate, empty places. So the Lord himself is seeking a place to lay his head. He said, the foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man is looking, seeking. At the time, he said he didn't have a place to lay his head. Because the body that he was establishing was immature. The disciples were still carnal. Amen. Striving with one another. Jealous of one another. Accusing one another. Denying Christ. But today, I said, today the body of Christ has crossed over into a measure of maturity. Amen. They understand that the media is in lockstep with a narrative that is antichrist. Say amen, lights. That the government, many in the government, are whack and deep state. And they don't have your interest in mind. Amen. And the devil's getting real bold with a lot of stuff. He's got it on social media. He's got websites you can go to, and they'll tell you what they're going to do. By 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Some of you do. This is the dark agenda. Tell somebody, if you don't know, you better ask. All this, they call COVID the time of the great reset. The church better wake up and understand. Because see, God's going to do something real quick. Okay, let's move on. The living head is being joined to the living church. The joining of Christ, the head, to the church, the body, is going to result in a kingdom demonstration of power and manifestation the likes of the world has never seen before. Amen. Now, I know I'm out there on a limb, but guess what? Tell somebody, get ready. Get ready. Something's coming. Amen. It's going to shake everything. Yes. The church will be restored to her pristine power and glory. All this will happen before Jesus comes back for us. Amen. There are two major events or seasons that must come to pass before Jesus comes. One is a transference of wealth. Amen. No matter how hiked up gas prices get, and groceries and food chains and all of that stuff. Listen, we're not governed by that economy. Hello. So that's not our call. Listen, we're governed by another economy. No matter how that happens, listen, God says there's got to come a transference of wealth. And with that transference of wealth is going to come a tremendous global revival. Now, write these down if you're writing. Number one, there's the word. The messengers are sounding a trumpet. There's a frequency that's going out globally. That the mature church is, the remnant is getting a hold of. And understanding and heralding. So the word. Then you have, after the word, you have... Let me get this right. After the word, you have wisdom. Amen. No, I'm sorry. After the word, you have worship. Amen. Judah was the tribe known for praise and worship. Now remember when Jacob brought the tribes into, he brought his 70 children into Egypt, Joseph said, I'm gonna give you the best of the land. And he said, Goshen. And he appointed them Goshen, but it was Judah that led them into Goshen. Judah was the first tribe to go. So that's the tribe to worship. So we're taking worship back. Come on, not just singing songs, but worship. Come on, praise and worship. Put it all together, but praise and worship. We're taking it back. The tribe that was to be praised, the worshipers. So we have the word, and then you have worship. After you have worship, the word worship, then you have wisdom. The tribe of Issachar. Amen. This is the order that the tribes went in. There was Judah, there was Issachar, then there was Zebulun. But Issachar was the tribe that understood times and knew what Israel was to do. They were 200 and all of Israel was at their command. So there was a remnant tribe who had no inheritance. Their inheritance was Jezreel, the land of revelation. But it was the word, then there's worship, then there's wisdom. Following wisdom is wealth. The tribe of Zebulun, the ones that carried the wealth, they followed. They were the third tribe. And then finally, in 1 Chronicles chapter 32, we find that all the tribes, the last one is war. All of them were warriors. They could war. They could keep rank. They were not of a double heart. And they went forth to battle. So you got the word. You got worship. You got wisdom. You got wealth. And you got warfare. So, let me say it again. The church is going to be restored to a pristine power and glory before Jesus comes back. Amen. Malachi, if you will, get me Malachi chapter 3. And we're going to get to Revelation. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Prepare yourself for some suddenlies. You know, I'm hearing something in my spirit right now. I see someone, I don't know who it is, but in the wee hours of the morning, somebody's gonna call you. I mean, it's still dark in your room. And the phone ring, you think it's some kind of tragedy or something. They're gonna say, no, child, I just couldn't wait to call you to tell you this good news, whatever that news is. It's still dark in your bedroom. Who is this calling me at this time of the morning? Get ready for the suddenlies. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Look at this. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.